Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Mercedes, the supervisor on the floor. How may I help you?
Yes, Mercedes. My name is Ann Swanson. The last 2 months on my credit card bill, I've been billed for something that I have no idea what it is. Better Wellness Snow Plans, $49.89. I don't know what this company is. I've never ordered anything.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Just to verify the agent sent over the right person, may you please verify your address for me?
Yes, the billing address is 4512 Talbot Road South, Renton, Washington.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you for the information. I do see this started on November 15th. Do you remember any surveys coming to your phone?
I don't remember any surveys coming to my phone, no.
Saying that you want a Dyson vacuum, an iPhone, or an iPad?
No.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Do you think anybody in your household could have done it?
No.
Okay.
There's only my husband and myself. We have difficulty enough with the computer, so it's not something that we do lightly.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And what had happened was at the bottom of the page would have been some terms and conditions, and it said that you want a chance to be entered into a contest, and within the contest entry, it comes with a subscription to a meal plan. But could you please verify your email address for me?
My email address is annswanson@aol.com. That's how old we are.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And the last verification I need is your phone number as well.
The phone number that I'm on right now?
This phone number starts in 425.
425. Well, I've got two phone numbers with a... I've got four phone numbers with a 425 phone number. 425-451-8811. 425-226-7920. 425-890-3608.
Okay, yes, and ma'am. It was that one.
It was that one.
425-890-3608.
Okay.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I will go ahead and file this as fraud for you. I'd just like for you to be aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded over for pending investigations. And as long as you're sure that no one in the household or anyone placed the original order, I will proceed with the claim.
Okay, well, that's my husband's cell phone. My husband is 87.
Okay, yes.
So he says that he never ordered anything.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I am getting this account canceled for you, as well as getting you a cancellation number. Due to the information that's matching, we're not able to process a refund. But with this cancellation number, you can give it to your bank, and once you call your bank tomorrow, they should be able to help you with this getting the money back. Due to you already spoke to someone, and since we're not able to process the refund, maybe they'll get it back for you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, and your cancellation number is?
C as in Charlie, 920-377.
377?
Yes, ma'am, 341.
May I read that back?
Yes, ma'am.
C as in Charlie, 920-377-341.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct. This account is canceled to prevent any future charges. And once you talk to your bank and give them that cancellation number to let them know you talked to someone and we wasn't able to fix the refund for you, maybe they'll be able to process it for you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer support. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too. Goodbye.